It's Edward Goldman with Artog on KCRW. A dramatic installation of an exhibition by Los Angeles artist Adam Silverman at Cherry and Martin Gallery gave me the impression that the gallery space, all of a sudden, had expanded. Silverman, who was trained as an architect, has chosen to display his trademark ceramic pots on a long, dark wooden beam piercing through the gallery wall. Not too many galleries would allow such a creative violation of its space. As the artist's trademark, none of Silverman's ceramic pots look perfect. Their egg-like shapes are rather irregular, and their glazed surfaces look scratched and even slightly damaged. All the above, done on purpose, creates the most desirable effect. One simply wants and needs to touch the sculptures, which, contrary to their size, have a bigger-than-life personality. If you have ever had the pleasure of digging your hands into rich garden soil, you will recognize such a pleasure when your eyes touch the rich surface of the ceramic sculptures. In its second gallery, Cherry and Martin presents paintings by another well-known Los Angeles artist, painter Tamari Dodge, whose abstract compositions, with their bright color and rich texture, come across as a multi-layered conversation amongst several players on a theater stage. One shouldn't be surprised to learn that besides being a painter, Tamari Dodge is also known for being a skilled musician with a particular interest in electronic music. To quote the artist, "I do see painting as a kind of recording, and recording as a kind of painting." End quote. The eloquence of this statement proves that Dodge is not only good with painting and music, but with words as well. The exhibition of New York-based artist Josh Remus at Luis de Jesus Gallery not only delivers punches, but also burns holes in the most iconic American images. Here is a painting of Lady Liberty next to a bald eagle and dozen of stars, and all that with holes burned into it. But no matter how realistic these holes look, they are carefully painted optical illusion of burned holes. And here is another burned painting, this one of Uncle Sam, marching arm in arm with the blue-collar Americans, with the rubble of war all behind them. It's difficult to imagine a more eloquent and emotionally disturbing representation of the American dream, with its mighty strength and inspiration, along with its undeniable vulnerability. It's been Edward Goldman with Art Talk on KW.